BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free app. We're all over America live. And you'll get the podcast after the program. Use it. Whatever you want to do with it. We don't care. It's free, though. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday. Friday of a short week, man. It flew by. I love it. I love these short weeks. I need four-day weeks every week.
Every single week.
Every week. I know what you're going to say. You guys only work 4 hours a day. It doesn't hurt you to do 5 days. I get it. But I sure do like the 4 days.
Yeah.
Sure do, man. They go by so fast, too.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is a Friday. A little bit cooler today. They're saying 72 for a high.
It's
you can feel it.
Good.
You
yeah.
can feel it. That front moved through yesterday.
The wind was Woo, wild. Man. I didn't even know what was going on for like straight 30 minutes. It was insane at my house.
It was running to the basement for us.
Yeah.
Tornado. There's a tornado out there.
Was.
What the heck is going on? Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Oh, boy. First of all, it's raining outside.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Drizzle.
There was a sprinkle on my window. And secondly, last night was the bachelorette planning party.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. How long did that go? Did you just leave the party? Did you just leave there?
I have the same clothes on.
Yes.
I have the same clothes on that I wore for the... See these leggings?
Yeah.
And this shirt?
I thought it was strange you walked through the door with that glass in your hand.
Well, yeah.
You're still drinking.
You got to keep it going. So.
When's the wedding?
The second. Third.
The second or third of October?
Yeah, whatever the...
When are you going to Nashville?
We're not.
What?
We changed it last night.
Oh, that was the bachelorette plan.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just switched it because it takes... Because Taya can't... she has a meeting on that Friday. So because it's an hour ahead, we wouldn't get there until like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Because she has a meeting. And so now if we go backwards to
Makes
Vegas...
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, that's so funny, you guys. We were just talking about how Vegas is over. Now we're going to go there.
Yeah. It's a good spot for a party.
Perfect.
Right?
It's actually perfect.
Yeah. Nashville's
and
good.
I'm so excited because last night... So we got everything together. Last night, we booked the gigantic shopping cart tour.
Oh, I've actually seen that.
That's right.
I'm lost.
It's a gigantic metal shopping cart.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic metal, like huge. And it has seats in it, and it tours Vegas.
And they roll down the strip in it.
Yeah, in a shopping cart.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, it's
a
new.
Shopping cart?
A new, yeah.
Does it look like a standard?
Yep. I'll post a picture of it. It's
What is the allure of that?
It's stupid.
It's just dumb.
Yes. It's just absolutely stupid. So we're taking the shopping cart tour.
You're going to look like a stalk of celery in there in the shopping cart.
Exactly. It's just the dumbest thing. So we're doing all the dumbest things that you can do, like Thunder from Down Under.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a long night. Like, it started at 2.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it rolled into a long night.
Yeah.
And
so then I told Kylie, I was like, listen, because she lives right next door to me. And so I said, I'll park my car at my house. I'll walk across the golf course and I'll have one drink.
Yeah, it's the way it always starts.
One drink.
It's the way
right?
it starts. What?
One.
I've done that.
One. One. Hey. Four. Seven.
I got you. I walked into a party once and said, I'll have one drink.
Yeah.
About 12 hours later, I was at Hazelden for 30 days.
What's that?
Rehab.
Oh. I was like, who's Hazelden?
For about 30 days. Hazelden.
Oh, Hazelden.
For about 30 days.
Yeah.
That one drink. All I wanted was one drink, right?
Well, and then trying to walk back across the golf course after 1:47.
Were people playing?
No, it was nighttime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we started at 2.
Oh, okay.
I walked across the golf course last night at 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I knew there were bears. I mean, if somebody had videotaped me at 11 o'clock walking across the golf course and thinking I heard bears, they were deer, but I they were bears to me. Yeah.
Oh, God. Did somebody accompany you?
No,
you did it by yourself?
Yeah, it's just right across. It's right across the fairway.
Yeah, yeah. You could have got eaten.
I thought I was going to.
You could have been mauled.
Yeah,
you could have been headlined this morning. Jim Hooley would be out there.
Right, and here's where she died.
Right.
In the middle of the fairway.
The search for Jamie White.
Exactly.
You think she was eaten by a bear.
In the middle of number five.
All right, well, sounds like a party last
yep,
night.
So I'm not going to be great today.
Man.
Not going to be great.
All right, we got this.
I have lots of notes.
We got this.
I have so many notes. I did not know it, but one of my girlfriend is full out like Barbara Bush. You know what I mean?
Lesbian?
Nope.
Barbara Bush.
Natural.
Natural?
Barbara Bush.
Yeah. Barbara Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full out.
Yeah,
full out.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
more power to her.
I was a little shocked about that. She told us.
So good. That was, all right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I also know.
Is that in your notes?
It is in my notes because it was brought on by is a person on the television daily. That also is a Barbara Bush.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, yeah. I don't ever go to a party where I get notes like that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday. Jamie says it's a little bit of rain out there already.
Yep, there is.
Yeah. Is it supposed to rain today, all day today?
My Netflix. What? Where's my brain? My, what's
your app?
No, Alexa. The Alexa that woke me up, she said, good morning. And then she said it's going to be showers all day long.
Showers
well,
today.
She told me like where I live. So
I know. Cooler. I'm supposed to play golf different. Today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Nice shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You like this shirt?
I do.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Gives me a Where's Waldo look.
It does. Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Usually people that are bigger don't wear horizontal stripes.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I bought this skinny.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
This
yeah.
is before like four packs of Oreos.
Right.
Yeah. And now, yeah, it broadens me a little bit.
A little bit.
Does
but
it.
Maybe it's more muscular.
Yeah.
You look muscular.
I'm working on dropping a couple before Bar Bingo.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's you got a week.
Yeah. Well, I folded last night. I had a bad night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I slid backwards.
Well,
slid
okay.
backwards.
It's all right. It's all right.
Probably 15, 16 cookies.
Well, that's all right. You slide backwards. You can move forward. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Today's a new day,
it
Jamie.
Is a new day.
And if I go out and walk a golf course today,
then
you know what? I've worked off the 16 cookies from
but
last
night. I don't know the designer. Who's the designer? Because I've never seen that little weird thing
the
in
the Izod.
That's not Izod. Izod is a little
no,
alligator.
No, they changed it. It's an I and a Z. See?
Oh, it is Izod.
Yeah, it's
oh,
Izod.
Did you go to the outlet store?
Oh, no, Kohl's.
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 Nice.
Kohl's. Home of the Izod.
Yeah.
Home of the Gator.
It's a good-looking shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, they got rid of the Gator. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I like that little Gator.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow, you know
Izod.
More about fashion than me.
Yeah, well, you know. I stay plugged in, man. Uh-oh, Spadil's got his hand up.
Izod split off with the alligator thing, and the alligator became Lacoste.
Ah,
yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
It's like its own brand now.
Gotcha.
No
yeah.
kidding. Wow. The alligator moved
just,
on.
Just yeah. walked away.
Get out of here. I thought we'd do a little feature here. Okay. It's a quick feature. Where's Ralphie?
Where's Ralphie? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're tracking his progress across the country.
The country yeah.
Yesterday morning at this time, remember, we were looking at Ralphie's expedition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's headed back to college in California. He left Colorado a couple of days ago. Yesterday's picture of him out camping with his girlfriend was just phenomenal because he set up like a 5-star restaurant
well,
out
look
there.
At, look
it's
at
amazing.
What they ate yesterday.
And I was just wondering how far he's made it today.
Look at this breakfast that he had. They even did drizzle. They did drizzle.
Really?
They made toast because she's vegetarian. They made avocado toast and they put drizzle over it.
Man,
who puts drizzle
on toast?
Why couldn't he take me on these trips?
Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean,
they're
I'm
camping and they use drizzle.
Tell him Uncle BJ wants to go.
It's so ridiculous. I know it's got drizzle. they did like avocado toast and then they went back and forth with a drizzle over it.
That's
I'm like,
fancy.
What is that? He's in Moab right now.
Okay, so yesterday he was in somewhere else.
Yeah, he
right?
was like he was, by Breck, out by Breck and somewhere.
Yeah, he was yeah. still in Colorado, right?
Right.
So now he's in Utah?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. When's it projected he'll make it to California, the road trip?
September 19th.
What?
Yeah, they're going everywhere.
2 more weeks?
Yeah, they're going all the way to, like, they're going to Idaho. I don't know where all they're going.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're going everywhere.
Oh, I just assumed he'd be there by like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, this feature's alive and well. I need this at 6:15 every morning. Yeah, where's Waldo?
They're going everywhere.
Yeah, where's Ralphie?
So that's where they're going.
Are they still
going
to skydive?
They are going to skydive.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan of that. And they're whitewater rafting. I don't know what all they're doing. And they're going to, well, maybe I don't know when they're doing a 14er. I mean, those are here. I don't know.
There's no chance that you could talk him out of the skydiving?
Nope. I already tried.
He's in.
They're
right?
doing it.
Because I'd never do it.
YOLO, Mom.
YOLO. What's YOLO?
You only live once.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was that candy with caramel in it. I love those.
Those are Rolos.
Those YOLOs are unbelievably good.
Those are actually really good. It is the perfect consistency of chocolate and caramel.
Can't get a better candy than YOLO.
No. And you know what? You can throw one to your friend.
Yeah. Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, you can throw a YOLO to your friend. It's chocolate caramel. Something. Remember the song?
Yeah, I don't remember the song.
Do you guys remember the song?
No, I don't remember the song.
You can throw a YOLO to your friend. It's chocolate caramel. Really? You guys don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I had a song.
No.
Oh, wait.
You can roll a YOLO to your pal. It's chocolate covered caramel.
Oh, that's delicious.
Roll a YOLO to your gal.
It's chocolate covered caramel.
YOLO, chewy caramel.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
It's chewy.
Who is that woman in that thing?
It's chocolate caramel.
She sounds like that old cook that died. what was her name?
Julia Child.
Julia Child.
Yeah, she does.
That's what it sounds like. She's doing the Rolo commercial
stuff.
Crazy. So Ralphie, day two, looking good. He's in Moab now. This kid's going to be on the road with his girlfriend for 2 more weeks.
They're going to fight.
Holy moly.
They're going to fight.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought today we would do, if you don't mind, you know how like Slacker, they're doing readings from some kind of diary or something, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought today we'd do readings from Jamie's notes last night.
All right. Okay. We can do that.
I thought it would be...
You got one you want to read right now?
Let's see here. Sure. Elliot Sock in the Pants. That's all I got.
Elliot Sock in the Pants. Think about that, folks. Now, keep in mind that Jamie went out last night with the girls because they are planning a bachelorette party and everything, you know, has to be worked out.
Right.
Then the meeting lasted a while, okay? Yeah. It went into the wee hours. Mm-hmm. And Jamie took some notes from the meeting last night.
Sure did. Yeah.
Now, what was the clue again?
The clue is Elliot Sock in the Pants.
Elliot has a sock in his pants.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Who's Elliot?
So I guess he was a guy that Kylie went to school with, and he put a sock in his pants.
End of story.
I was gonna say one of the guys from down under.
End of story.
No, he had a sock in his pants in high school. And,
we all?
He was known as Elliot Sock in the Pants.
I mean, didn't we all?
Yeah,
come
so
on,
I'll just
man.
Mark that one off.
Yeah,
okay,
there you go.
Right.
All right, there you go. The first reading from the diary this morning. I've never heard the Slacker Diary thing. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I honestly don't either.
Who wrote the diary?
It's supposed to be one that Slacker found at like a park or something, and then
he
found it, but yeah, okay. And then he. I'm trying to remember.
Dude, you're blowing it.
And then they just read from it every day. Apparently, she's like a cheater and stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
It's like a woman's stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll just turn your mic off. Okay. Thank you, Spadil.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll read from my own.
Jamie found one, too, last night. Somebody had a sock in their pants.
It's called vodka.
All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget to get your tickets. That Powerball, man. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
$1.7 billion. Will we win? Probably not. But... I like thinking about it.
I won $8.
You won
$8? Yeah, $8 on my own
ticket.
Oh, good
for you.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Well, how do you win $8 and we have 100 tickets in our pool and we can't win but $12?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I got the Powerball. I got 22. I got the Powerball right. So, and then I did the double thing or whatever.
The multiplier.
So that was like $6. And then on my other ticket, I had...
Powerball should pay more than that.
It doesn't.
It should, shouldn't
it? I know it should.
I mean, that's the toughest number of all.
Yeah.
Because they throw all the numbers back in for the Powerball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, so. What a, don't send this over to the lottery, but what a ripoff.
I got the 22 and I played the double play or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Power play.
Yeah. So it gave me $6. And then on the other ticket, I had two numbers right. And that gave me like $2 or something like that. So.
This thing may hit $2 billion before the drawing.
I know.
It might. It just might. All right. Big break.
Big break.
Rather, we'll be right back after we take this break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Oh my God, you guys. The girls last night, we were talking about this. Y'all gotta see it. It's so good. It's on Netflix. It's called Unknown Number. And it's terrifying. It's awful. It's crazy. It's Unknown Number, and it's about a girl in high school and her boyfriend, and they were catfished, basically. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But it is...
A lot of people talking about this.
Yeah, and it's a true story. Yeah. It is absolutely a true story. In fact, the people that are on it are all the real people. It's a true story, and it is...
It disturbing?
Is, oh, my God. I don't want to give away a lot, but yep. That's
what, we almost watched it last night because it popped up and God. It started playing the trailer. I was I want to start it right now.
I mean, we had like a full-on discussion about it last night, all of us. Like,
what's it called again?
It's called Unknown Number.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's about a girl in high school and she gets catfished. Right. And she gets text. I mean, I can tell you this part. She gets the most horrific text on the planet. Just awful stuff.
Okay.
Some that say, like, take your own life. Things like that.
Okay.
And so that's, it's worth the watch. That's all I'm going to say. It's called Unknown Number. Again, it's on Netflix. Okay. Speaking of television, I guess the new trailer for Landman dropped. Is that right?
Yep.
Landman. And it will start season 2, November 16th. I don't have that, but I don't have the trailer for you. Also, Schmidl, speaking of that, will you grab that trailer? Will you also grab Charlie Sheen talking about how he's really sad that he caused himself to get fired from 2.5 Men. He said he attributes it to his struggles with addiction. In a recent interview, he acknowledged that his actions led to a different life path and that he still experiences moments of shame. He also says that the importance of self-forgiveness is really, really important and noted that many people have forgiven him, but he must forgive himself. Man, he was off the rails, wasn't he?
He was.
That is insane.
Yeah. Everybody thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he even lost all his teeth.
He was all zoned out.
Yeah. He was on so many drugs, his teeth were falling out.
Yeah.
That was just.
It didn't look like he was going to stop. He just kept going week after week after week.
Crazy.
But he got through it.
He did. And so.
Good for him.
The other one is, I guess, you know how my son was an intern this summer at the DOD?
Yep.
Well, now, I guess. He's going to be next year an intern at the DOW. What? What
is Dow? What?
Yeah. I guess Trump wants to rebrand the Department of Defense to the Department of War.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's going to be a little pricey. You know, renaming all that stuff. Redoing the website, you know, the shirts,
you
all the stuff.
You think you learned from Cracker Barrel.
Right?
Yeah, you would think. That's what I thought. I mean, did you learn a lesson here at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, spending $700,000 to rebrand something.
$700 million.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What's it, $700,000?
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, so it's going to be a little costly, but he, I guess he wants to show that we're more puffy in the chest, and so we will be called the Department of War. Giorgio Armani, as you know, yesterday, he died at the age of 91. This is what the sad part is, why I'm telling you again, is that they had planned a huge 50 years of Giorgio Armani Fashion House celebration this month, at Milan Fashion Week, and he died.
Yeah.
And there was a big celebration for him planned.
Yeah. Wasn't there one, though, last month that he didn't show up to it?
I don't know about
that. Yeah, there was one in June, too. They had a big celebration, and he couldn't show up because he was so ill.
But, you know, so it's Milan Fashion Week or whatever, and they were having this big thing planned for him. But you know what? It was a good life. 91.
91 years old?
That's a good life.
And this guy lived a real life.
Right? Yeah, so he's fine. Facebook, he's not fine. He's dead. But Facebook is bringing back the old poke. Remember the poke thing?
Yeah.
I guess it's going to give it a modern twist. Now there's a clear, dedicated poke button on users' profiles, and you tap it, and the person gets notified on their profile. Because right now it's just in the DMs, right? Yeah. So I guess right.
So you can poke people again?
You can. Well, you can still poke people in the DMs.
Oh, yeah.
But now you can do it, I guess, on their front page, on their profile.
Oh,
you
cool.
So ridiculous.
It's so dumb.
Let's get back to poking.
Yeah,
they don't even
get it. Yeah, and there's even a playful poke. Playful. Oh. There's even a poke count. Nobody wants to see my number. Also, the Seattle Seahawks, because, you know, it's football season. I don't know if this is a great idea. It's kind of smart, but it's also scary for those cops. So they're doing this thing with the police officers in Seattle, and they're going to put them undercover, and they're going to look like opposing fans, and they're going to put them in the stands. So they can...
What's the purpose?
Because I guess everybody's getting really rowdy and fighting all the time and all this stuff. But the thing is, they're going to have guns on them. If there's an opposing fan and he has a gun on him, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't get the purpose of it all.
Well, it says undercover police officers will be stationed throughout the stadium disguised as fans of the opposing team to identify and intervene in disruptive behaviors such as drunkenness, harassment, or interfering with the game. It aims to enhance safety and maintain order among the spectators.
I would think it would be safer if you made them Seattle Seahawks fans instead of the opposing team,
right?
Yeah. Don't you think? Yeah. I mean, because if you make them the opposing team, it's almost like you're inciting something.
Yeah, it's tagging.
I mean, you got the guy next to you. He's fit 15 beers in, and you're part of the opposing team sitting over there with a gun.
You're going to get heckled.
It seems like you would make them the same team, home team.
And then finally, I'm glad this happened. If you didn't see this, it went viral yesterday. It was really rude. So these people at the Santa Barbara clinic, they did a video. And you know that rollout paper over, like, where you sit to go to a doctor? It's that rollout paper for sanitary issues. Anyway, they took pictures. They took pictures of the fact that people had peed on it. Or maybe sweated on it or whatever. And they were taking pictures from the clinic going, hey, thanks for leaving us this surprise. Hey, guess what this is? Whatever. They were all fired. They were all fired, which they should have been. It was just weird. Yeah. It was a weird video. I didn't get it. I was like, so what? Somebody sweat.
And to shame people for something
like that. I know, right? They're sick. I mean, that's what you do that for a living, exactly. You weirdos. Oh, my God. Yeah, anyway, that's all. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Bar Bingo is a week from tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Downtown. More details right here.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.